division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Rogue Agents Podcast, brought to you by Media Junkie. If this is your first time listening to the Rogue Agents Podcast, this is a show where we get together and discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on the Division 2. Each and every Monday, you can find us on your podcast platform of choice. And while you're there, please go ahead and just give us a 5-star rating. That'll help us out a lot. Not to mention, go ahead and share it because that's cool too. I'm your host, Jamar. And every week I'm joined by a fellow agent and a good friend, Wes. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
All right, man, let's just get straight to it. Let's go to the hype check. This is a segment here for people who haven't watched the show before or listened to the show, I should say. This is just kind of touch base, see where we're at, how we're feeling. Are we hype? Are we not? Last week was a little bit of an increase, but still not quite the 11 that we were last, like before the game came out. So, Wes, where are you at, man?
I still love the game. I still want to play the game, but I feel myself some nights just not really caring if I play or not. So I think I'm decreased a little bit. I think it's pretty much because we're reaching the end, to be honest with you. I mean, there's not really anything else to do. I'm probably about a 7 right now.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Like, I find myself wanting to play, but yeah, I feel like what I'm doing right now is extremely impactful, and honestly, I wish I could just do a lot of the stuff I want to do, like from an app. Like, getting gear is like cool, but right now I have so much stuff that I want to kind of like figure out like my builds. So if I could like manage that from an app, I probably wouldn't even really need to load the game currently.
Yeah, so
I don't want to say I'm like too low as far as hype because I still enjoy the game, but it's kind of waning a little bit, just a little bit. I think last week I was at like a 7 and about 8. I probably realistically is probably about still like a 7 or 6, you know?
Yeah. I feel you there. It's just we're getting towards the end, and it kind of buzzed me out because I continuously want to play this game. Like, this is like my game to play, but I don't think I'll be playing it too much longer until they have a new update come out.
Yeah, I think that's honestly where we should be at. I guess we'll talk about it here in a second about like hours and gear score and all that great stuff. But I think that's kind of where we should be at though. Like, I think that's going to be good. Like, we'll max it out. We'll have like time to just kind of poke in every, you know, couple days. And then when a new update drops, we go back, start grinding again, get the gear. So we constantly stay caught up. I haven't had that experience with like a shared world, like loot shooter type of thing, like how Destiny or, you know, Anthem or whatnot has been. I've never been like caught up. I've always been like coming up from behind. Even the Division, we were like catching up.
Yeah,
constantly content that we were playing, you know.
I've been having the worst drops lately. Like, nothing is dropping that increases my score or really helps me. That's kind of maybe that's one of the things that's kind of bumming me out. It's like I see everyone else growing their gear score so fast. And maybe I'm being too picky because there's things I don't want to hurt, but my gear score is just not growing quick.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing of like, I feel like I got kind of lucky with a couple of drops, like some of the weapons that I use. Still a little bummed out, but we'll talk about that a little bit later here about the changes and balances to weapons. But I think I had a few things that dropped that like, luckily with like weapons and stuff that I used, and then sidearms, you know, we crafted like a couple things. But yeah, overall though, like ever since the initial drops that I've gotten, nothing's been really improving. It's just all been hurting me. So I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Well, since we've been talking about like almost all the time and stuff we've been playing and kind of starting to flirt with like gear score, let's just switch over to Agent Clock. Agent Clock. That's my Isaac impersonation. All right. Again, the Agent Clock is a segment that we just kind of talk about where we're at game clock-wise, how many hours we put in the game. And then also like the gear score, maybe Dark Zone level, stuff like that. Just kind of like giving everybody, all the listeners out there in the world globally, you know?
I
I can
mean,
say that now,
it is.
right?
You could actually say that now. There's people, hello, Belgium. There's people all over the world that are listening. It's pretty cool.
Well, I just wanted to share, you know, with everybody across the world where we're at right now. So, Wes, I think you had the game open, so you probably know a little bit more accurate where you're at, man.
Yeah, I'm at 90 hours in a few minutes, so I'm just gonna say 90.
That sounds cool. That sounds about right. Somehow, I don't know how, like, I have a 10-hour lead on you, but yeah,
It's because you're always on. I'm
I
like, I'll
have
check the
nothing else
app
to
and
do.
you're on.
I have nothing else to do. Once we do some packing and eating, I just pull it up. Plus the iPad, like, man, the remote play is just amazing. I could just play the Division when I don't really want to, which probably is why.
Yeah, I don't have the remote play. I mean, I used to Division One. I played remote play all the time on my Mac when because Noah was born, and Sarah would watch some shows, and I would, you know, be rocking Noah in his rock and play, and I'd be playing on my Mac, and I loved it. That's how I played most of Division One.
Yeah, that's it's so clutch though, man. It's really nice.
But I haven't done anything in the with this game with any remote play or anything because I'm like. Downstairs is my haven, so I'm gonna go downstairs and get away from all the kids and you know, this is me time.
Right. Remote play, more like note play. All
Yeah,
right, whatever.
remote play is
I'm
more like
done making jokes.
hang around with my kids and play the game.
It can be frustrating at times, especially some things like the difficulty can spike, and
Oh, jeez.
sometimes it can be actually pretty too easy, and that's just me nudging towards the main mission. So we have three topics that we're going to talk about, right? So I wanted to go over the Tidal Bison, whatnot, Stronghold,
It sounds
and
like you're
I.
talking like the Street Fighter guy. What's his
Yeah,
name?
that's every time I say it, I think the same thing, like Bison. That's why I'm like, am I saying that right? It can't be.
I think it's Basin, but
Bison.
please continue to call it Bison. I like it.
The title Basin slash Bison Stronghold. We're going to also talk about a little bit over the state of the game, the Invasion Battle for DC update that brought us, of course, the new Stronghold. And that's really it. This would be just kind of like a quick episode, just kind of touch in, go through some things, and share our likes, dislikes, all that good stuff, right?
All right.
All right, so main mission, Tidal Basin Stronghold. What was your initial thoughts on it? We ran it through once. We did it obviously on like the story level difficulty, but if I go first, I thought it was a little underwhelming. I was like a little bit more hyped for the mission, the structure, everything, like the theme of it was kind of cool, but I think maybe we were just too overpowered for this mission.
You know, I'm right there with you. I was actually disappointed with it, and that was something where I was looking forward to all day. I was like, can't wait to get out of work. Can't wait to go play this. It's gonna be so much fun. We had the time set up like we're a bunch of children. Like, hey, 9 o'clock, we're gonna be on exactly at then. We're gonna start playing it. Hey, if you're not on by then, sucks to suck. But you're not gonna be playing with us. Poor Jason. But we he got on, so everything was good. But we played it, and it was a lot shorter than I thought, and it wasn't as hard. Like, I know we only did it on the story difficulty. But there's been other ones we've done story difficulty, and they've been quite difficult. Like, what's that one stronghold, Roosevelt Island? We did that
Yes.
one by ourselves first, just on story, and that one was difficult and really long. And I thought this one was going to be a lot longer, and that's something I normally don't look forward to, but since we had everything done, I was actually kind of excited for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like the longer missions sometimes can be daunting and like just overall obviously like time consuming, but because we had everything else done, we were just waiting for this. I was expecting it to be a little bit more meatier. The map size definitely was about the same as like the Roosevelt, which I'm pretty sure they mentioned in like the state of play for the week previously. And it was larger, but it wasn't longer, you know, or at, even
Yeah.
at the same length. I felt like we were in and out of that in like about 10 minutes or so. It just felt really, really brief. But again, I think it was because the required like minimum gear score was 425, and at that point we were all like 455. You were 460. Jason was like 454 or stuff too, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that was had a lot to do with it. I'm kind of curious to play it on like harder, or dare I say challenging. No, I don't, but It was interesting though. Like it did kind of set up a cool like a story. I know like the Division has a story, and you know how one of our buddies Mike always talks about the story isn't really there, but it was kind of cool. Like it introduced new like enemies, and it kind of had like a cool like mysterious twist going on with like something to do with the president. I don't know. It was kind of like intriguing, but it just felt a little flat for me.
First off, when we talk about Mike and Division, he's not our friend. He's our friend for everything else, but not when it comes to the Division.
Fair.
There were, I agree, there was some really cool stuff going on with the president, because I made you do that tiny, tiny, tiny side mission before you did this mission. And there was something going on with the president, to be honest with you. I didn't really understand what was going on. So if someone's listening that knew what was going on, please get at me on Instagram, get us on Twitter, and message us, DM us, and tell me what the hell was going on. Is the president bad? I don't know. But as far as Tidal Basin goes, there were some really cool things in it that I liked. For example, if you haven't played it, I'd probably stop listening if you're listening right now, Belgium. But the end, you have to start deactivating all these different launchers, essentially. And they're all timed. And I thought that was really cool, because it added a different type of gameplay. You had to shoot down these three different rocket launchers, and they had two different areas to shoot. And at first, we didn't know that, so we just started shooting them, and the time was still ticking down, and we didn't know what was going on. So it took us a minute to realize that, but that was really cool.
Yeah, real quick, if I just to kind of piggyback off of that, I like that too for the time aspect, but also we still had enemies coming, so it gave us like a we actually started playing more strategically versus just being like, we're overpowered, we'll kill these dudes, it doesn't matter. It was more like, all right, Jason, me and you, we're gonna take off, like take after these guys here. You were shooting like you were taking down like the launchers or whatnot. So it was like giving us a chance to like go back and forth versus just all killing everybody, wipe the board, and then do like the mission or do like the objective, which was
Yeah,
cool.
you guys were covering me as I was going around knocking those out. So it's fun to play more strategic like that. Like, hey, we're gonna go right, you go left, and we'll distract the people. Like, I like that kind of gameplay.
Yeah, and that's where the Division typically shines, but I can't harp it enough. I think maybe it was just because of our gear score, but it was just too easy. Like we didn't really have to do that. It could have just been easily of just like wipe everybody, continue, wipe everybody, continue, you know. So
We
maybe
did
if we play it,
go in
go
with
ahead.
a really high gear score compared to what you were allowed to go in with.
Right, that's the thing. It was quite high, but it's also kind of on, you know. I want to kind of say it's on massive, but I guess it's on us too because we're just like consuming the game as much as we can, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of on Massive for making it easy, because
Yeah.
by the time they released it, everyone had plenty of time to get max gear score.
Right. That's true. Maybe if this would have dropped and we were still climbing, it would have been a little bit more difficult for us to do that.
Yeah, don't be mad at me, Massive. I still love you, boo.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's still all love 100%. We're never gonna say anything bad about this game. We're just kind of not
I'm going to say something bad
nice.
today.
So you think that kind of like, do you have anything else to say about the title Basin?
It was a lot of fun. I'd like to see more of that, to be honest with you. A really cool updates involving, not just replaying the same missions. Like, oh, it's the same mission, but it's invaded now, so it's quote unquote different. Like actual new missions and new strongholds. Like that's really cool. I want more of new, not the
Yeah.
same redone.
Right. That's why we paid $100 for the game because we want to keep getting that new stuff. But one thing too, I guess this would kind of I didn't actually separate this, but it did after we beat the mission, unlock World Tour 5, and we have new invaded missions. The invaded missions are going to change on a weekly basis, and it's going to be like ones that weren't invaded before, and then we got all these bounties. There's still a lot to do in World Tour 5, and it doesn't feel like busy work because it has a lot of a lot of things you can still unlock, you know, get gear and then like the new gear sets and stuff like that. So I do appreciate that. But there's one thing that, like I mentioned the other night, that I don't know if this is a bug, and I didn't know when to bring this up, so I'm just bringing it up right now because I get the host. The music, man. Like when we were playing Tidal Basin, we had like that new soundtrack. It was like something we haven't had before, and I was like, man, this is really cool. We all kept saying like we're digging this, we're really liking it. And then we go and do the invader missions, and it's just dead silence. So I hope that is a bug. But man, it really kills me, especially when we're playing the game at like 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, because we have fans in Belgium.
Belgium.
But it really kills me playing the game at like 2:30 or 3 o'clock, and we're just popping up out of cover, shoot, shoot, shoot. We just hear gunfire silence, and then that occasional like moan of some dude getting shot in the head. But I hope that they fix that. I hope they give us some music back in there, because I love the soundtrack of this game.
Yeah, I that had to have been a glitch for you, because I still had music there. It just wasn't like the pulse pounding music. It was kind of like the
Yeah,
just normal
it sounds
war
like we're in
music.
a like open world music. Like it's not like this isn't a mission going on. This is like, I don't know, like title screen music. I
That I mean, this is that's why I always fall asleep in the freaking game, because there's no music when I'm running around, so I'm
Yeah,
running to literally the sounds of nothing.
just the footsteps.
And then I pass out, and then I wake up a half hour later, booted out of the game, not because of you, because the game booted me out of itself. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
It's all good, man. We all hit 50 one day.
It's sad.
You're not actually 50, just to clarify to our fans in Belgium. Anyways, so
Belgium!
we had a state of the game stream on April 3rd, and then that was just kind of like the day before, just getting everything hyped, letting us know what's coming into like Tidal Basin. And to my surprise, when I looked into this and was watching, I was surprised that they actually did a lot of different things. So they did a couple things. First, we have, I'm just going to briefly go over them. We have a apparel event. This is the first apparel event that's going to give us like last for a couple weeks here. We had some balancing and like weapons. We also had some skill changes. We also had skill mod changes and weapon mod changes, and a bunch of other bug fixes. And man, it changed the game for sure. Like for sure.
It
The
did.
first I'm going to go into like the probably the best thing of the changes that were made into the update. And the first one is the apparel event. So like we were playing, we're collecting all kind of stuff, and I was like thinking, man, I'm really not getting a lot of clothing. And then now we got this apparel event. So in that, it's 4 weeks long, and during that we're going to get special event caches. So then as you do things like level up, I think we were playing, we were noticing we were getting stuff like just from playing, like it was like the field efficiency where we get a key for like the event caches. I think it's called invasion caches. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I think so. I'm gonna say yeah, confidently. I'm gonna say yeah, it's called invasion caches. So you get those after like a field of proficiency, certain levels you clear, stuff like that. And they're just like crates like before, caches like before, but they're apparel caches, and you get cool stuff out of it. That's really neat. They mentioned that it's going to be cool new outfits, so things that weren't previous in the game, and emotes, which is cool. I haven't gotten an emote yet, so I'm sad.
Jason got.
But yeah, he did get an emote. I'm like really jealous. The main thing that I think I put in here for US is we get mask. Have you gotten any mask yet?
I haven't unlocked one yet, but I can't wait to. They look awesome.
Yeah, the picture they put on there was pretty sweet, like some of the masks
It's
that
like
I
almost like
have.
a gas mask around. Because I really like when you go into a contaminated zone and you get to put on your gas mask. I think it looks awesome. I wish I could
Yeah.
wear that around.
Like have that on all the time, right?
Hell yeah. It's like when I run behind you and you bust ass. Like, I want to wear
And I bust ass light.
that.
outside of that too though, which is really important, is they promise that there's no duplicates. So you won't get a cache and open it up and have the same thing in it, which is great. There's not many games do that, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And then, which was cool too, just to get us started, if you logged into the game before Friday, so you like Thursday, you got a free cache. And then also people that had the year's one pass got four caches, which is pretty cool. So they're like really, really pushing the event. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm just like happy to get new outfits. I love clothes
Yeah,
in
it's
video
nice
games, not
to
real
that was
life.
your main complaint was getting clothes.
Yeah, I was rocking the same thing from like the very beginning, like the custom create, like of the character customization.
Throw back to the first podcast that we had, and we're about to throw back to the first podcast we had here in a moment. We talk about the nerfs.
Yes, speaking of that, so there was a balance change, and in that, it was, I guess, some weapons that were switched up, and more importantly, weapons that maybe some people on this podcast like. Not the sniper M700, which was buffed as well. It got a damage reduction, but the MK17, it got a damage reduction, which, Wes, how do you feel about that?
Oh my gosh, Massive, you did me dirty. Like, the very first podcast that we had here, I said, you know, one thing I really like about this game is it allows me to use different guns that I would never use in any game ever. For example, the rifles. I really like the rifles, specifically the MK17. That's been the main gun I've used throughout the entire time. I'll keep that gun, even though it's a lower gear score, until I find another one, because I like that gun that much. And you're going to go do me dirty and nerf it. Like, come on, man. I worked hard to get that gun. I kept my gear score low just to find that gun. And you took 10,000K damage away from me for no reason.
But the rifles were overpowered, man.
They're not overpowered. The other ones are just underpowered. That's the problem.
I will say it's kind of silly because, like, a rifle, it's a semi-auto rifle, so you do have to continue to, like, pull the trigger.
Yeah. I deserve to be more damaged, and I do more work.
Yeah, exactly. If you're, like, constantly lining the shots up, unless you have something that, like, you got to keep it stable, you got to keep it aimed, so you do tend to miss more shots too, with that being said. So it kind of seems a little funny to nerf it. And by far, you're not alone in that at all. You're not alone. Another weapon that was actually, like, changed for some reason, and I'm just going to say it. Well, you know what? I'll save it.
No, just say it. We're talking about the nerfs.
All right. So the M4, well, all of my ARs, I actually had my build specifically geared towards AR and AR damage with critical damage and, like, rate of fire and eclipse. And now, I should say magazines, the changes in the mods, we're going to just kind of, this will get all bumped in together. The changes of the mods really screwed me now, because before I had, like, my M4 with 60 rounds, which to me was perfect. I'm not going to lie, I'm not the most accurate shooter. But that gave me enough in a clip that I could probably kill two or three enemies in one clip. Now, with the levels getting harder, the NPCs becoming smarter, 40 is what I have in my clip with the same extended mag. And don't forget to mention, I also have the mod on the gun or the talent on the gun for the extended clip. So I'm carrying like 40 bullets, which to me, it's just constantly reloading. Constantly using ammo, like, it just really, really bums me out that they changed that. I guess I can change my playstyle, but like US, I'm just kind of like, I don't understand why. And if this was, it wasn't geared towards PvP, which they mentioned, this was supposed to be a fix for balancing in PvE. So maybe the next balancing, they're gonna change some things with the NPCs to not be able to throw grenades, you know, 900 yards and have pinpoint accuracy with a shotgun. Maybe they'll get balanced, and then we'll have an NPC podcast of them complaining that their shotguns can't snipe people from across the map anymore. We'll see.
My gosh! You know, I do like the attachments. They did kind of fix that, because, you know, when you put an attachment on, it should be to increase a specific piece, like, you know, for example, like accuracy or stability. You shouldn't negatively affect them at the same time. So I did like that update that they did, that erased all the negatives, and now I can choose what I want to increase spec wise.
But I have to challenge you on this. At first, I thought, man, this will be a great thing. Everything's positive, like, no problem. It takes away from, like, the, I guess, the tinkering or the thought into the mods to me now. So before, it was like balancing it out, and it was like, okay, I could take away, I could lose 10% damage to elites because I have 15 or 20% damage to elite on knee pads. So it was like balancing it out and kind of making it a little bit more strategic. Plus, you also got a higher reward. You had a higher positive value, which I think, I don't understand why they would diminish it. if they're taking away the negative effects.
Oh,
but
yeah.
that's where I'm kind of at right now, is I feel like I really enjoyed the negative effects in a sense. Like, I get it was kind of silly that you unlocked something and you had a negative effect, but it made you smarter about what you did. I have two scopes on my guns that both give me 10% accuracy. Like, I just picked the one I think looks cool now, instead of like which one was actually better. This one was 10% accuracy, but I lost optimal range. This one was 10% accuracy, but my rate of fire was lower or something. It really kind of takes that away. And again, all of these changes, they definitely stated that this is just the beginning, so they're not like final. So maybe some of that will come back, maybe not as of a harsh of a negative perk, maybe it's like 5%, you know, or something like that. But that's the only thing, it took away like my strategy. Now I just go in, attach all, leave, you know.
I think it does pretty much equal to being the same thing, because when I put the attachments on my guns now, it still gives me the same exact number as before.
Oh no, not for me. Like the one I used for, well, I mean, just again, extended round for Earth Extended Mag, for example, only gives me 10, where I used to get 20, but I also lost rate of fire, but now I don't lose the rate of fire.
Mm.
And then I had a scope. I can't quite remember what it was, but I used to get 20% accuracy on that. Now I only get 10% accuracy. So
yeah,
it's the same as that other one that I had. So some of them were changed like
dramatically.
Other ones weren't just like at all. Like the suppressor that I have, I've generally put that on my ARs. That's still the exact same. So I don't know. It's kind of odd.
I keep running into a glitch, or I don't really know if it's a glitch. Maybe it's the design of the game that I don't know or understand. So maybe if someone's listening knows kind of what's going on, they can let me know. But what's up with your specialist ammo always disappearing? First off, it seems like it's nerfed because it doesn't drop that often anymore.
It definitely is.
And second, where does it go? Like, I started my game up today. I had 8 bullets or whatever. That's a bald eagle. I'm going to shoot that bald eagle. I had 8 bullets. And now I have nothing. Like, I don't have any bullets. Like, where'd they go?
I do get the idea of it being a little bit more of a rare drop. But also, if that's going to be the case, I need it to be a little bit more powerful. You know? Like, if I'm only getting, like, maybe 3 bullets or so throughout a mission, then I need it to be, like, maybe a half of a bit stronger. So, like, if mine's doing 600 damage, maybe it should do, like, 800 damage? 850? But I didn't like – it felt kind of awkward and odd having that – like leaving it around, because before it was just everywhere. Like every person would drop like specialization, like ammo, and I didn't really love that. So there's got to be a balance though. There's got to be a balance. There's got to be a balance of like it being less but like also not scarce. You know?
Yeah. I agree with you, but it's kind of just insane that it all just disappears.
That has to be something either we don't understand, because I would love to know as well. Like, if someone's listening and wants to just send us a tweet or DM us or something, let me know, because I'm curious about that too. It seems like I'll have a full clip, I'll log out, log back in, it's empty. Don't know why. Or I'll switch over to like your session, all my stuff's gone. So I don't get that.
Yeah, and the same thing. I mean, I was playing tonight. Like I said, I started with 8, and then I all of a sudden it's just gone.
Right. Doesn't make sense. Maybe that's in the next balancing. A couple other things that just balance it alone. I know we kind of just went on our rant because we had some things, some pent up anger. other than the MK7 or MK17, and then the M700 sniper. There's a couple other things changed, which also kind of affected me. The critical damage and headshot damage both were lowered on all the gear, so the percentages got a lot lower, even on gear that I already had, which kind of bums me out. And then these two talents that I didn't even get, or I never had yet, but I heard was pretty good. There was Safeguard, which gives you like extra healing. And then there was, in the demolitionist, if you had that as your specialization, there's a crisis response talent that you could get that would give you ammo, like if you break someone's armor. Both of those got an internal cooldown. So normally you have like your skill, you drop it, you have like a minute cooldown or something, and you could possibly make that cooldown shorter. This is an internal cooldown that I think it was like 30 seconds that it's just behind the scenes. So you don't know what it is. We can't change it. It's just to effectively make it like more scarce or make it harder for you to continuously use the talent, which for me, that didn't really bother me. But I know like people were talking before, like Safeguard is one of the best talents for armor. Maybe them shouting that out kind of made Massive go back and buff it a little bit. But that was basically it for like some of the random balancing. Here's a couple for like skill changes that were on there. So there was three skills that were affected. The sniper turret, which they reworked. All of this was for the good though. So now you can actually choose. So if you're aiming at an NPC and you have the skill turret, you can select whether you want it to shoot at the weak point on a character or their head, like for a headshot, which is pretty cool. It gives you a little bit more control over it versus just clicking R1 and shooting a random person. The change is, though, you actually have to be aiming at that NPC. So you have to be looking at them, which is kind of nice. And then if you're not doing that, it'll automatically track and then still do like the R1 and shoot the person just randomly, which is pretty neat. And then the chem launcher, which I used this for a little bit, but man, it was like awkward to use because you'd have to hold like the skill button and aim and not like how you normally would with like the gun. It wasn't like the ADS like normal. Yeah. And they changed that now to handle just like a gun. So now you just click R1, it pops up. It's just like a normal gun. You can aim down the sights, shoot it with the right trigger, like makes it work like it should work, which is nice. And the fly, which is kind of tweak around or mess around with, you can actually mark the targets much faster now and much smoother. So before, you'd pull the firefly out, and I remember unlocking this at the beginning thinking like, oh man, this is about to be cool, and you have to like stop and like aim at every single individual character. From the way it sounds like to me now, you'll be able to just do like a sweeping look and it'll mark everybody, and then you can throw it, which would be pretty nice.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be nice.
Real
quick before we move on to the next topic, I do want to talk about something that really did disappoint me, and this is completely from left field, but we worked really hard the other day to collect a bunch of hyena keys, running around in the sewers and collecting all the keys. And then we built the chatterbox, which is, we waited to get to World Tier 5. We built the chatterbox. It was great. And then I was like, oh, look, a blueprint for the chatterbox to make it 500. Great. Oh, I have to destruct my chatterbox. And I deconstructed it. And I got to go collect the pieces again. I don't have keys. I'm so bummed out.
I guess it should be a little bit more clear on, like, I kind of assumed the same thing, so I'm glad that kind of happened to you, no offense. But I assumed that, like, if now that you've crafted it, it's now, like, unlocked at your bench, so then you can go back and craft it again. I was not aware that you had to recollect everything again once it's
gone. That was such a bummer to find out.
The good news is, once we finish everything and we max out the 500, we can go back and do it all over again.
Oh, jeez.
The last thing that was changed on here that I kind of thought was kind of significant was a lot of things with the skill mods. Now, with the skill mods, the abilities now are a little bit more, they correlate better with the required skill power. So if you guys have noticed before, you'd have something that'll say like 3,700 skill power required to add this skill mod on, and it'll give you like 5% health. And you're like, what? Like, why does it require such a high level of gear score to give me a very minimum effect? So they went through and they changed that. So now it'll make more sense. So you'll get like 30% damage versus like 2% damage or something dumb like that, which I thought was pretty good. And then they also, without a lot, man, I feel like this update has made a lot of people angry. And normally I love everything, but this change here kind of bummed me out as well. It lowered the skill power on all of your gear. So like when I went in, I think before I was at like 48,000 or something, and then I logged in on Friday and I was like 1,900. And I thought, well, geez, that sucked. Although I had more skills available, like more skill mods available that I could use that I couldn't use before, but that just kind of sucks to see that number just drop, you know?
Yeah, after working so hard to get it up, it does suck, you know? Because we were working to get it up for those...
Like, for all those mods.
Those mods that we had, so they were so much higher. So we worked really hard to get it up. And, I mean, they changed the mods, which is great, so that way it's not as high. But it's just disappointing to work that hard to get that, just have it the next day be nerfed.
Right, right. I mean, typically, like, I'm the person, like... I'll buy like a new phone and know that there's going to be issues with it. My phone's always on like the iOS beta, and I'm cool with that because I like to see like new things and I like to be a part of like the changes. But it kind of bums me out in the game just because this isn't like Fortnite where it's like a beta in air quotes. This is like the game. So when they do balances like that and it affects you in such a way, it feels like the floor was just, or the carpet or rug was just pulled from underneath you, which I understand it because now people can get in and they'll have a more polished game experience. But we were, you know, playing since Tuesday, like 3 days before the game came out, and we were accustomed to it this way. You know, we're both like 90, like 100 hours or whatever into the game, and then it just kind of changes it. It kind of sucks. That's really all I can say.
I mean, I'm glad, you know, they're aware of how we play the game and they make changes for it. Some of them are for the better and some of them are just after playing for 90 hours, it's kind of a bummer. But I mean, it doesn't hurt the overall experience that we have. It just, it's a bummer.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it doesn't hurt. It just doesn't feel good either. I don't know. It's just, that might be the title, actually. There we go. So, as well in the new update here, we also had three new gear sets. And honestly, we didn't really get a lot. I have a couple pieces, but we haven't really – I'm assuming you either, Wes, have, like, gotten a full, like, set. I'm curious to get one and just, like, play around with it and see. Maybe I'll try and do that, like, over – like this next week time, if I can get a full set. I feel like that's something that we can discuss, you know, next week, maybe on the podcast or
yeah,
a little bit deeper into like the gear sets. Cause I like to keep these shows like where we're at right now, a sweet spot about 30 to 40 minutes. And I feel like we can go on and on and on about the new gear set. So I think we're going to save that for next week and maybe discuss some other things. Maybe something new will happen. Maybe another state of the game.
I don't know. We still got Dark Zone to talk about, how freaking hard it is. There's a lot, man.
Well, that's why we are a weekly podcast. Every Monday on pretty much every major podcast platform. That's pretty impressive if I say so myself. But with that said, I'm just going to go ahead and slide straight into the outro. Are you good with that, Wes?
I'm great, buddy.
All right, man. Well, if you have been listening to this podcast, you know that you can find us on youtube.com/mediajunkie, where we post some pretty cool videos, some gameplay. I guess it's a combination of nerd stuff. Go ahead and like and subscribe. The more traction we get on that channel, the more we'll pour our hearts into it. We really, really love doing the podcast, but we also love doing videos as well. So check us out there. Also follow us on Twitter at MediaJunkieVids. That's Media Junkie Vids with a S. We do like to tweet some cool things, mostly Wes tweeting about movie premieres because he's fancy. I'm going to keep saying that all the time. Also, Twitch.tv. Find us on Media Junkie Vids as well. Typically, if we're streaming, me and Wes are both going to be streaming at the same time. So you can check out his gameplay on Twitch. Check out my gameplay on YouTube. And then lastly, actually, I'm going to throw one in here because we mentioned our buddy Mike, right? And he's another member of the Media Junkie. And he does some pretty cool photos of his toy collection. Yes, his toy collection. He has some pretty awesome figures that he likes to take pictures and post on Instagram, which, shoot, I should have wrote this down, but I think I got it right, Wes. Yell at me if it's wrong. It is Instagram, which you don't go to the website. You just open the app. And then you go to Media Junkie Vids. Is that correct?
You got it right.
Woo, good job. All right. So go to hit us up on Instagram. Follow us there. If you like action figures, if you like toys, you're probably a big adult like us anyway. So you definitely want to check out some of those videos or pictures over there. And lastly, for the podcast, please rate us and subscribe. Share it with your friends as well. We want to make this as big as we possibly can. I've been kind of looking at the list on iTunes. We're like, I think, fifth on the list. So if we can get to number one, I'd poop my pants on the show. That's literally a promise.
Hey, I actually have a message from Mike about his toy collection.
What's that?
It's this. Hey guys, this is Mike. Come look at my toy collection on Instagram. It's really cool. And that was it.
That's it. All right. Well, you definitely can't let Mike down. Please do not let Mike down.
That's because he hates the vision. I gotta give it to him.
Yes, I have no clue. Unspeakable, unspeakable thoughts. So every single week we end our show with our lovely, lovely catchphrase. Are you ready, Wes?
I'm ready.
Let's go rogue. All right, man. It was awesome.
Cool. Have a good one, man.
See ya.
Bye.